Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me, Paul?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, this is Sid Peterson. We just received a web form about your property on Whitestone Place in Colonial Heights.
Right.
Are you interested in selling it?
I was thinking about it.
You were thinking about it. If you don't mind, do you have like 5 minutes to talk about it?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, so first of all, the address is 701 Whitestone Place in Colonial Heights.
Right.
And it's a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house, 3,200 square feet almost?
Correct.
Okay. So, Paul, can you tell me a bit about the occupancy? Are you currently living here? Is it a rental for you? What's the occupancy?
Yeah, I've lived here since 2001.
Since 2001. Okay. Since 2001. And Paul, can you tell me, have you done any recent updates to it in the past 2 years or so?
Done what?
Any updates? Anything you've fixed,
changed? This past weekend I had the company JES. You know what I'm talking about?
JES?
It's a foundation repair.
Okay.
A few years ago I had a masonry guy come out here. I had cracks in the mortar joints. Well, he repaired them. He chiseled it out and repaired it and everything. Well, it come back. Well, I had a foundation problem at the back of my garage. Well, that company, JES, they're a foundation company. They're known all over the United States. They come out here for 2 days and repaired it. I've had that done. What we had, and what'd you say, what, in 2 years?
Yeah. In the past 2 years, almost.
We had the heat and air conditioning, we had that replaced. Well, about 5 years ago, I had a new deck, that composite deck, put up. I had a company come out here, and they power washed my house, but they soft washed the roof. And they put a type of ceiling on there that's guaranteed for 5 years. It looks just like a brand new roof. It got all that green moss and everything off of it, but it's guaranteed for 5 years that it'll never come back.
Right.
But I live here. Me and my son live here. My wife died March the 3rd. So that's one reason. That's one reason we want to get out of here. I've been living here, and I don't need this big house. Ain't nobody but me and my grown son lives here. But I'm ready to move on to another place.
Another place. All right. First of all, my condolences. And may I know, have you looked into other houses yet?
The subdivision I live in, they tore down all these woods, and they're putting in 38 new homes over there. Like little starter homes.
Yeah.
I'm 64 years old. I'm ready to move down to a little, 1,500 square foot rancher. Three bedrooms, two baths. I've been looking over there. But I ain't got the house for sale. I mean, I ain't got it under contract. I don't have it up for sale or nothing. I ain't signed no papers and done nothing with nobody.
Right.
I'm just out here seeing what's out here. But it's valued at $425,000. It's a brick, stone, and vinyl side.
It's a brick home with vinyl sidings, you said?
It's got stone on the front of it.
Stone, okay.
Yeah. A guy who done masonry work, he built the house for him and his wife. And it's got... I forgot how many tons of real stone. That ain't no fake stuff. And then it's brick. And then the little bit of wood that was on it, we put vinyl siding on it. And then about 4 years ago, I put a whole house generator in here.
Uh-huh.
and it's got a privacy fence, utility barn. I got two dog pens that are covered up, you know, got a shelter over where if the dogs out there, they don't get wet, they're out of the weather.
Right. Okay.
I live up in a cuddle sack.
Uh-huh. Okay, I have gotten the details. And, you know, have you started looking at the other property, the one you were just mentioning?
Yeah, I've, a buddy of mine, he's a real estate man, and he's working over there with the builders that's building them homes, and he's talked to the one of the builders and stuff. And supposedly, he's holding a certain lot for me, you know, unless he gets a sale for it. If he gets a sale for it and I ain't ready, I guess he'll sell it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm ready to get out of here. I've been trying to deal with this guy for about 3 months now. But I got to get my, you know, I was trying to get my place straight and everything.
Right.
But I'm ready to get out of here.
And you would like to move as quickly as possible since, you know, the guy's been holding the lot for 3 months now?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I have gotten all the details I needed. Paul, what I'll do is I'll reach out to my numbers guy. Her name is B. She's actually done for the day. But tomorrow morning, do you have any availability for her to give you a call and we can talk about numbers?
Yeah, I normally get up between 8 and 9.
8 and 9. Okay, she actually has another appointment at 11. How about 12 o'clock?
Sure, I'll probably be here.
You'll be here. All right, perfect. I'll put you down for 12 tomorrow. Okay. Thank you for your time, Paul.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
No problem. We'll see you tomorrow at 12. Thanks.
Okay.